Okay, we spend now just about a week on this brisa of Hagayna Kiss B'Shabbos, which says that if you pick up the kiss, then there's no kamalei b'derav minei. It doesn't happen at the same time. And that megarer does happen at the same time. So the Gemara we learned the last few days talks about megarer. How does megarer happen at exactly the same time? So we have two pshatim. Either Tzidei Rishasarabim, which we discussed 2 days ago, or Ravashi, who says that Tzirif Yadei Lamata and Gimel, those are the two pshatim in the Garvi Yaitim. And when the Rambam brings the din of Gainet Kis B'Shabbos, he says if you steal a kiss and you're Garvi Yaitim, you're potter from paying, because Geneva and Shabbos come at the same time. And since Geneva and Shabbos come at the same time, you're putter from pay. The Rambam says, if you're Megarvi, I say, you don't have to pay. The Rambam does not say, Tzirif Yodei Lamata Megimel. He doesn't say, Tzirif Shasarabin. He doesn't say either of these two kintas which we learned. And from there, the Gra is Mechiach, that it must be the Rambam holds like this last Ukimta, which we're about to learn. And we'll see why this is very important. That the Rambam holds like the last Ukimta of Megara, which is the Gemara of Ravina Masni. And that therefore, what Ravina says is Negea is Lahalocha, Ladina. Yer Sameach argues with the Gra. And he says, no, the Rambam means Tzirif Yadei Lamata Megimel. He just left it out because he brought the Lashon HaBrayis. So that's a daichik, as you can understand. Eben Ogel brings Dar Sameach, and he's Matmi on Dar Sameach. And he says the Yikr is like the Gra. He brings, I believe, a Shah HaMelech, who says it also. And therefore, the Yikr Ladina is going to be this next Teretz, the Chiddush that we're going to spend time on today. Alright, let's learn the last piece of Gemara. There's some loose kashas in the previous sugyas, but this next piece, Ravina's Chiddush, is important. And we'll see. If we have time, maybe I'll come back to some of the remaining kashas in the Kriya and Ravash. Ravina, Ravacha Masni Hachi. Till here was Ravacha's Derech. Ravina Masni. Now we're going to have Ravina's Derech. La'olam da'af gelu shesarab. Again, we're going on Megara V'yayte. He's dragging the kiss out. He drags it out into the street. B'shusarabim nami kana. What does that mean? B'shusarabim nami kana. So what? B'shichatu b'shusarabim is kind, and therefore comes together. Yisrei Shabbos, Yisrei Geneva. So this is the chiddush of Ravina. It's a tremendous chiddush that if you do a meshicha, normally a meshicha is I drag something into my rishus. That's the kinyan meshicha. I pull something into my rishus. That's the normal kinyan meshicha all over Shas. Ravina in this gemara is mechadish that meshicha b'shusarab and nami kan. The meshicha is also kind. And this is the chiddush which we're going to have to talk about. But first, let's just see. The gemara goes through the diuk. The tarvayu b'diyuka d'hamas nisa kamif l'gibitna. They say that the Machlaikis, Ravina, who holds Meshich L'Shesarab and Kana, and according to the way we're learning, the Rambam passes that way, and Ravacha, who learned Meshich L'Shesarab and Kana, this Machlaikis is a Machlaikis in the Diyuk of the following mission. Someone's stealing something, and he's pulling it out, umeis, and the animal dies, Rishus Ba'il and Potter. The Ganev is still Bishus Ba'il, and when he's pulling the animal, then he's Pater. He didn't kill the animal. The animal just died. Higbi'ai, if either he made a Kinyan Hagbah. I should see him, Bishus Ba'il. Umeis, Chayiv. He took it out of Bishus Ba'il, and it died, Chayiv. Ravina Da'ak Mirash, like this. And Ravacha Da'ak Mirash. Ravina Da'ak Mirash, Hayim Mashch of the Yaita, Umeis, Bishus Ba'il, and Pater. Tama, why are you Pater? It makes Bishus Ba'il. That's why he puts his eye in the Ba'il and Bishus. But he took it out of the Rishus Bailim and it died, and even in the Rishus Sarabim, Yechayim. So we see that you're kaina just by dragging it out of the Rishus Bailam into Rishus Arab. Ravacha daik b'seifa, ikbiya shaytziya itza dum yadagba. Ma'akba das lushusa. Just like if you pick something up, it comes into your Rishus. Afaytza nami das lushusa. It's not enough to drag it into the street. You have to drag it into your own private property in order to be kaina. So we have here a machlokes. If you're kaina, what does this mean? Someone steals a car. Someone's in the street, he steals a car. He drives the car, and then something happens to the car while he's driving it, before he gets to his own, the guy gets to his own house. So is the guy responsible? The guy is not, he's of course responsible. Let's say he drives the car, something happens to the car, he gets to an accident. So is the guy responsible? That's a machlekes here, no? It's machlekes in English. I mean, it's sort of about cars instead of animals. Does it mean a little more to you? A car and an animal? No, you shouldn't get all excited over this. You hear what's going on here? Yeah, he steals a car. So Ravina holds and he steals the car and he takes it into Rishus Harabim. It's enough for him to umeis the Yichayim. And Rav Acha says, no, it has to be also a Shusa. It's got to come to his own Rishus. Calls a man, he doesn't take the car to his own Rishus. He's just driving the car in the street. So, he's not chayiv yet. It will be peshe, of course it'll be chayiv. But he's driving and someone comes in and plows it to him. So it'll be passed. Quite good. Is that what it means? What's a chiddush? Who's a chiddush? That you're chayiv and you're passed. But Ravina says, if you pull into your surabi, you're chayiv. Rav Acha says, if you pull into your surabi, you're passed. So which one's the chiddush? Who's the chiddush? You're chayiv or you're pater? Pater. Because it says the car, it's not fair that he should be pater. Svara, who's the chiddush? Why shouldn't he be pater? He wasn't kind yet. He took the car, he didn't break the car. If he breaks the car, I understand. All he did is drive the car. He took your car and then he drove it a few blocks away. He's willing to pay for the gas he used up, he's willing to pay. If he's mad at it, I agree. In other words, if he drives the car and he plows it into a lamppost, it's bad. He's mad. Let's say he doesn't. He drives the car, he's stopping by a red light, and another car comes by and smashes into him. So he didn't do it. He treated it normally. What? What does our Gemara say? Doesn't our Gemara have a machlokes about this? If he's kayed before he's kayed? Or if he's kayed, he's kayed by him. But he wasn't kayed yet. He did mishicha. When you drive a car, you're not doing like, oh, you're not picking it up. You did mishicha. The mishicha has to be to your own mishos. Real quick, Rebbe, the mishicha to Rishus Harabim is also kayed. The kayed being yachayed. Kayed Rav Acha, you potter because you were never kind of it. You never had any kinyan in it. So what are you, like a shimer? If you're a shimer, fine. You're watching. It's not your fault. It's almost like I'm plowing into you. No? Maybe he's not a shimer either. Maybe you're right. Which Rashi is Mashri's kind of? Well, that's why he had to set the right to the other day to not going to give him. Because otherwise, the Shiva should have a
better time. Why
don't we never exactly said the words Mashiach B'Shirabim Leikani. Rashi said, where do we say Mashiach B'Shirabim Leikani? But since Rav Ashi had to zet tonight that you sweep it into your hand, it wasn't enough into the street. So therefore we see that in the street itself you're not kind. Yeah, but how do you know he has Mashiach and Mashiach and Mashiach and Mashiach? How do I know he holds that way? Well, since he has to sit down, either see that he's around, or serve the other Lamatim Gimel, therefore we see that he holds it's not kind. Ravina is the one who doesn't deny that. Yeah, then it is kind. Rav Acha himself holds it's not kind. Yeah, the Gemara makes this a machlokes.
According to Ravacha?
Ravina, yes.
No,
according to Ravina, Mashiach and Shabbat is kind. According to Ravacha, Mashiach and Shabbat is not kind. What? According to Ravina, Yechai, according to Ravacha, Yepater. I didn't say Ravina. Everyone else said Ravina is the Chiddush. Ravina, oh, I'm sorry, everyone said Ravacha is the Chiddush. I said Ravina is the Chiddush, that Yechai, because Mashiach and Shabbat is kind. The Chiddush, that if you pull it, normally you pull it into my Rishon, you pull it to the street. Why is that kinyan for me if it got pulled into the street? Yeah, the Chiddush is that Mashiach Mitzrayim kind of. Okay, but this is the Machlokes. I mean, I'm not making up a case. It's tomorrow's case. Someone steals whatever it is, whether it's a car or a hangman, and all he does is a Mashiach on it, from the house of the Nignav to the street, not to his own house. Once he gets into his own house, everyone else is chayav. All he did was pull it into the street. Ravina says that that's enough to even chayiv you. And Rav Acha says that it's not so. You're not chayiv because you pulled it into the street. This is a machlokes here in the Gemara. Okay, now we'll have to see exactly how this applies. Let's just finish the Gemara. The Rav Acha kasha reisha, Ravina kasha seifa. Each one of the yom is rayish for the other one. So the Gemara reisha, Rav Acha like kasha. He holds that Rishus Baivam means until it comes into his Rishus. The street is also called Rishus Baivam. Not that the street is Rishus Baivam, but that the animal is Rishus Baivam. Say for the Ravina, like Kasha, it's something that we got Baal by Amina. He says, no, Hakba is until Rishus, it's over. So they don't change. So Gemara is not patient to Machlaikis. Gemara just brings that there are two opinions, Ravina and Rav Acha, who argue in this din of a Ganav who takes things into the street, it is kind. Now, since I told you that the Rambam brings Hagoyin of Kis, Megarvi Yaitse, Stoma, that in Megarvi Yaitse, you pull it into the street, your Chayim, Chiyuve Shabbos, and Chiyuve Geneva come at the same time. So obviously, he doesn't hold Sidei Mishasurabim, he doesn't hold Gamatha Megimel, he doesn't mention either one. So the Gra says, it's a Raya, he passes like Ravina. And that the Halacha is, that your Chayim, if you take something into the street, if you do a mishicha from your property into the street, that's your chayim. So the Gra is saying that that's a raya, that that's a kinyan according to the Rambam. Now, let's see Taisis. So Bishus HaRabim Nami Kana. In fact, Taisis, Adam Rabam Lechis HaSvina, Abayim Rabam Rita, Abayim Mishicha Leikanya Bishus HaRabim. It's a Farish HaGemara. Mashiach is not kind of when you slap it into Rishus HaRab, it's a Stira Tawa Gemara. It's a Stira Tawa Gemara. I must tell you, the Rambam Paschus like Abayin Rav. The Rambam Paschus like that member of Abayin Rav. That Mashiach will be kind of Rishus HaRab. No, because Mechira, the Rambam says that if you sell someone an animal and he pulls it into the street, he's not kind of. He's not kind of. So Zok the Gravite must be the Rambam holds like the Re, which we're about to learn. Which means we're going to have now Machlekes the Re and the Ritzvah. The Gra shows is that the Rambam has to hold like the Re. The Rambam has to say like Ravina by us. That you pull Shrab Yechayim. And say like Abaye and Rava that if you do Mashiach and Shrab, you can't buy things that way. There's no Mechira. So I'm a Re. The light pleading. The Re and the Rambam both hold. They don't argue. Other Ravina. The other cover the kani highlining was chayvain. Ain't a claim of sheishloy legam. Very important. The Re says that there's kinyane mechira, kinyane for buying things, and there's kinyane gzeila, kinyane for stealing. And the two things have different rules. Kinyane mekachu memkar require mishicha into your private property. If you're buying an animal, you're buying a car from someone, you're not claiming it until you bring it into your own mishut. Or you give the money for it, if you hold kesef is kind of on the topic. You have to do one of the other kinyanim. But, as far as mishicha is concerned, the Re is saying, by mekach u'memkar mishicha l'shicha l'shiram is not a kinyan. And by kinyan e'gineva, for a ganet to be kind of, for that, the Sheikh Lish Sarab is kind of. So it's not a theory to Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about Kinyan Geneva, which is Kaina even if you pull it to Shisharabi. And that Gemara is talking about Kinyanim to own it, Kinyanim Mechafam Amkar, which needs your own Rishon. Now, I think that you probably had over the years the expression Kinyan Geneva, Kinyan Gezeila. Kinyan Gezeila means you're Kaina only to become responsible for it. Kinyan Gezeila means you're Kaina that you have to pay if something happens, even behind it. That's Kinyan Gezeila. It's not yours. It still belongs to the other person. Yoni Gezeila is that you're kainit only when it's chayiv v'ayin. You're kainit everything, even ayin. Kinyani nekachum emkar, of course, means you're kainit it's mamish yours. It's a different set of kinyani. The rehold sets a different rule. Kinyani for nekachum emkar, you put it into your own mishus. Kinyani Gezeila, you, even if you pull it into the street. Respond, you're a light of color. Respond, he's right. He says, no, it is a machlaikis. It is a machlaikis. Ravina holds that Sai Kinyani Mekachum Emkar, Sai Kinyani Geneva work into Rishu Sarabin. And Ravina Abaya holds that Sai Kinyani Gzela, Sai Kinyani Mekachum Emkar does not work when you schlep it into Rishu Sarabin. So he says that they argue. Now again, it's important to Rambam, because since the Rambam passes like Ravina and also like Abaya and Rav, clearly, he doesn't know like the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says that Rav and Abaye and Ravina argue. So it must be that the Rambam is passing like the Ritzvah. That there are two different Kinyanis, Kinyani Gezeila and Kinyani Mechachum Emkar. Now, Rav Chanan is master. What is the Svara Samach like this? So this Rav Chanan is in Bava Basra, so he's Shin Ches. He says, a normal kinyan requires that two things happen. It requires that something comes out of the rishus of the seller and into the rishus of the buyer. So that every single kinyan in the Torah that you use for a mechafel memkar does two things. It takes it away from the previous owner and is machnis to the rishus of the new owner. That's the way all kinyanim work. Two parts. It's all rishus. My share, like that. All kinyanim. Kesef works that way. Halifa works that way. Mechamemka works that way. Hagbah, Mashiach, Mitzir, everything. The Ritzvah holds that kinyanim gezeila is the same kinyanim as kinyanim mechamemka. Kinyan is a kinyan. So to get kinyanim gezeila, you also have to do both. You have to be mitzir from the rishus of the nignas. And machnis it into the rishus of the gan. That's the sheet of the Ritzvah. That all kinyanim are the same, whether it's kinyanim gezeila or kinyanim mechafel. The chiddush of the Ri and the Rambam, the way we're saying the Rambam holds that way too, is that the kinyanim gezeila, you don't need both things. All you need is to take it out of the rishus of the nignas. To become a gan is, I don't care if you take it into your rishus. All I care is that you took it out of the other person's rishus. And then you become a ganav, then you get kinyani ganav. Even if you are not machnis it into your own rishus. Which means that if you steal something, and you take it into the street, and from the person's house into the rishus around him, so what did you do? You took it out of his rishus. You were not machnis it into your rishus, because it's on the street. But you did take it out of his rishus. The Ri holds that that's enough for Kinyan Geneva. He took it out of his rishus is enough for Kinyan Geneva, and Yechayev al Kinyan. You get the Achrayat al Kinyan. Ritzvah disagrees. Ritzvah says that's not a king. We go, yes, that's a king. So that, the sight of the Machlaikis is, the Ritzvah holds all Kinyanim are the same. Kinyan Geneva, Kinyan Mechachom Emkar. Kinyan is a Kinyan. And the Ri holds, no, the Ri says, Kinyani Geneva is enough to take it out of the other person's rishon. That's enough to make Kinyani Geneva. The Shita Mekubet says on the Yomid Aleph, in the beginning of this sugya, brings a raya to the Ri. The Shita goes on the case, Gainiv Kis B'Shabbos, where you pick it up. You weren't Megarev Yitzchak. The Ganav picks it up in the Rishus of the Rishus of the Nignan. He's carrying it out. He's taking it with him. He wants to steal it. So we say Chiyuv Shabbos happens when Chiyuv Shabbos happens. He goes down to the street. Goes down. Chiyuv Geneva happens in the Reisha. Chiyuv Geneva happens when he picked it up. So therefore Yechayiv, because it's not Bahadadi. That's what the Gemara says. Respect the Shita. All Kiryanim are totally in Das. You have to have Das to be kind of. When a Ganim goes into someone's house and he picks it up and carries it out, at the time he picks it up, he has Das to be kind of. He's picking it up and taking it out. It's Mustaber that in his mind, there is no Kinyan Gazela by Hagbah. What he wants to do is take it with him. To take it with him, he has mind. Doesn't mean he has a mind with Shem Yichud Yonah Yishicha, but it means he wants to take it with him. So if he wants to take it with him, so why when he picks it up, why is he kind? The whole Reisha tells us when you pick it up, that's when you're kind. That's the whole Reisha. You pick it up, you're kind. You can't just read the Shabbos. It's not at the same time. The practice Shita Mutubet says when you pick it up, the time that you picked it up, you don't have a mind to be kind. And all kinyanim need das. You don't have a mind that should be yours when you pick it up. When you take it out, you have a mind to take it to yourself. Not when you pick it up. To break the shita that you shouldn't be kinder with Hagbah. Shabbos and Geneva should come at the same time. You don't like the conscience.
Why do you pick it up? Why do you pick it up?
He wants to take it.
He wants to take it as long.
He wants to take it with him.
And
he picks it up. So the Shita goes into it a little. The Shita says there's a concept of Kinyan Mayol to Kinyan Shena Mayol, which means if you take something and you have a mind to do one Kinyan, and you're actually doing a different Kinyan, the Kinyan that you're not having in mind is not Kinyan. Especially in Machlaik, Kinyan Mayol, Kinyan Shena Mayol. We had a case where someone sees something in the street and he runs and he falls down, he lays on it, he says, I want to be kind of with laying on it. He said, it doesn't work. I want to be kind of with Dalet Amid. Then it's Dalet Amid. So there, that's the Makar, that Kinyan Mayol, Kinyan Shena Mayol doesn't work. Kinyan Mayol means you did a Kinyan Mayol, that works. And you had a mind for a Kinyan Shena Mayol, Kinyan that doesn't work. So Kinyan Mayol, Kinyan Shena Mayol, many be shine them home. That it doesn't work. You have to have a mind for that king. The fact is that when a person steals something, he's not thinking about Hagbah. He's not about being Meshach at this, which is he's thinking about. But Kinyan Hagbah, he's not thinking about. That's a Kinyan, the Kinyan Mayo, which is the Hagbah, he's not having a mind for. He's having a mind to take it by taking it out. But he hasn't taken it out yet. He hasn't gotten it out yet. It shouldn't be Chayiv until he gets it out.
It's
gotta be. I don't think when he sits in the car, he feels it is. I think he feels it is when he gets away with it. I never stole a car, so I don't know. But I think that when the guy sits in the car, you know, it's still not his. He's not paying it back, but he hasn't got it yet. Until he gets out of the house. Technically, you're right. But in his mind, it's not his till he runs out. Till he runs out of the house, he feels he stole it. They're sort of dropping. Let me ask you, if you pick something up, and someone sees it, so he drops it, they'll say, oh, I stole it and I returned it? Or say, no, I almost stole it. Technically, you may be right, but that's not what he has in mind. A person doesn't think of himself as a ganav until he gets out. So I think he's got to get out. I don't think you're going to think so. We're arguing about how good others think. I can't argue with you. If you're right, so then the Shita's Kasha's answer. The Shita assumes that a Gadim doesn't picture of the thing is becoming his until he gets out. I think it's a fair thing. Assume that until the garden gets out, the maybe it is, but I'm saying he doesn't have that in mind. Anyway, the sheet they answer is that when you pick something up without that, it doesn't work the kinyanim. That's only normal kinyanim, like Nekafamemka needs das to be kind. Kinyanei Geneva work differently. It says like the Re, since Kamosha Kosa Taisus besides Sovya. Like the Re is going to say at the end of our Sovya. Kinyanei Geneva don't work the same as Kinyanei Nekafamemka. So Kinyanei Nekafamemka needs das to be kind. Kinyanei Gezela doesn't need das. If you're a Ganev, you pick it up, you're kind of a Ganev even by Karfa. You have a mind, you don't want to be kind, it doesn't help you. A Ganev, you're a Ganev anyway. So like the Mitzvah, this isn't true, the Mitzvah says all Kinyanim work the same. But like the Re, that Kinyanim Gneva are different than Kinyanim Mekachomemka. So this rule that you have to have a mind to be kinder, and that if you don't have a mind, it doesn't work, that's only true by Kinyanim Mekachomemka. But here it's talking about Kinyanim Gneva. By Kinyanim Gneva, it doesn't work that way. By Kinyanim Gneva, even without das, Kinyanei Geneva works. Because the reason is something that Kinyanei Geneva is not the same as Kinyanei Mekachomemka. Kinyanei Mekachomemka need a hachnasat yorushas. Kinyanei Geneva don't need a hachnasat yorushas. So as long as you took it, you already have Kinyanei Gezeva. And this is the davar mistaber. Now mistaber, if a ganav will be a lamdin, and he'll steal something, and have a mind, I don't want to be kinder, that he won't be responsible for it. Mistaber at all. Talking about Starver, that even without das, even though by Mekachomemka it doesn't work, but by Kinyanei Geneva it works. And the Shita Mubetzis is titled this in the Re. There's a Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph where someone steals a Shar HaNiskal. Someone steals a Shar which is Aimei to have Skima. So the halacha is, oh wait, not only he stole it, but he stole it and he shechted it. Tavach u'machar, either shechted it or sold it. He stole it from whoever was holding the shar in his gown. So we say that you chayiv to pay. Not only that, you chayiv to pay dollars a hay. Because davar hagayim l'mamin k'mamin davar. Even though it's a Shar Niskal, it's going to be killed soon. But Rav Shimon says, "Davar Agarim L'mamun K'mamun Dami." Since there are ways that a person could have enough from a Shar Niskal, I should say could have enough, but there's a way that a Shar Niskal could later become worth money. So, Mimela, you're a Agarim L'mamun. Chaydal the hay on whatever the value of Gayim Lamamin is. Whatever. Then no one killed it. I mean, they could have had money from it. Davar Gayim Lamamin means that there could have been a way that they should get value from it. Now, I'm not sure what the Gayim Lamamin there is, if it's because. Whatever the value of the Gayim Lamamin is. Obviously not the full value of the shahr, but the reason it's a garden lamama there is talking there, the shahr niskal was given to a shahr to watch. If the shahr doesn't return it, he's kind of to pay. And it's a garden lamama because he's causing a loss to the shahr that the shahr is going to have to pay for now watching the shahr niskal. So Akapanim, he has to pay. The kasher that Rabbi Chanan asked is that Shar Yiskal is Yisurei Hanah. And you can't be kind of Yisurei Hanah. We had a psachim that you can't have ownership in something that Yisurei Hanah, something that has no value. It's not Shaykh Kenya. You can't sell Yisurei Hanah. So if you can't sell Yisurei Hanah, how could a ganiv have Kinyani Ganeva on Yisurei Hanah? How could the ganiv steal the Shar Niskal? The Shar Niskal is Yisurei Hanah. The Shar Niskal is Yisurei Hanah. So then the ganiv can't have Kinyani Ganeva. You can't make a Kinyan on Yisurei Hanah. It doesn't work. Head dish is different, but nothing that's also about us is worth less. Chametz. Now we have a chametz that's not shy to change ownership of chametz on Pesach because it has no value. Yisrael Noah, you can't make a yonim. So if you can't make a yonim, Yisrael Noah, so how can you make a yonim geneva? So again, this one, I like the re, it's very good. Because the re holds that kinyani geneva and kinyani mecha from man are different things. So then, like the re, it makes sense. Because Kinyani Geneva, you could have an Yisurei Hanah, you took it out of his Rishus. But according to the Ritzvah, Vayter Ritzrer, how could you, if you use Ritzvah, hold Kinyani Geneva has to be the same as Kinyani Mecha from Emkar. And Yisurei Hanah, there are no Kinyani Mecha from Emkar. God is trying to have a Kinyan. Because of this kasha, Rabbi Chanan says a pshat in the Ritzvah. The re doesn't change. The fact that the re holds Kinyani Geneva are different than Kinyani Mecha from Emkar, that doesn't change. In the Ritzvah, who holds Kinyani Geneva and Kinyani Mecha from Emkar are the same, Rabbi Chanan says that we have to make a chiluk. Even though Kinyani Geneva and Kinyani Mecha from Emkar are the same, but to become a ganiv, all you need is a maisa kinyan. All you need is to do the maisa, which normally is a kinyan. You don't need a chalais kinyan. You don't need the kinyan shvicha. All you have to do is a maisa kinyan, an act which that would be a kinyan. The Ritzvah holds that kinyanei geneva is the same maisa as kinyanei mecha from emkar, the same act. So b'shar niskal, you have to do the same maisa kinyan, which is normally a kinyan. Take it true by sharing this goes not chal because it's Yisurei Hanah, there's no chalais kinyan. That doesn't happen. But all the Ritzvah means is that you need the same maisa kinyan, the same act of a kinyan. Being that you need the same maisa kinyan, so if you take a sharing this guy, you do the maisa kinyan of pulling it into your rishus, you're chayim. But the Ritzvah is made that you don't need a chalais kinyan. This is Rabbi Chanan's explanation of the Ritzvah. Which means, now we're saying the machlokes is like this. The re holds Kinyani Geneva have separate Kinyani. The Ritzvah holds Kinyani Geneva are the same Kinyani. But all they need is the Maisa of the Kinyan. They don't need that it should be Chal. According to this Rabbi Chanan, the Shikha, so we answered now the Raya from Shara Niskal. The Shara Niskal, you have a Maisa Kinyan. So even the Ritzvah is neither Yuragana, you have Kinyani Geneva. It also answers the Shita Mukubetsa's kasha. The Shita Mukubetsa's there. Then when the ganiv picks it up, by going to Kis B'Shabbos, when he picks it up, he's not having a mind to be kinda. How's he kinda? The Shita said, like the Re is good. Now, like the Ritzvah is also good. Because when you pick it up, you're doing a Maisa Kinyan, you're picking it up. Now, it may be true that the ganiv doesn't have in mind that it's becoming his when he picks it up. And maybe so. But it doesn't matter. All you need is the Maisa Kinyan like the Ritzvah. You don't need that it should actually be Chal the Kinyan. So as long as you did a Maisa Kinyan Adbah, the Ritzvah will be invited to the Reed, and that's enough. So this is the insight into Kinyani Gezeila. So basically what we've learned is that there's a new thing called Kinyani Gezeila, which like the Reed is a totally different rule of Kenyan. It's like half a Kenyan. All you need is to take it out of the Rishus of the Ganim. According to the Ritzvah, that's not enough to take it out of the Rishus of the Ganim. You have to take it out of the Rishus Lekarev and bring it into your Rishus. But the response might be that all you need is the Maisa Kinyan, and that's adequate. But the Chana brings another example of this from Erevin. The basic case Rabbi Chanan is bringing is a guy who steals a Shabbat Kuta. He gets Nisa. Right, the Shabbat Mitzvah is the Nayach. The guy who's the Nayach was over anyone the Shabbat Mitzvah is the Nayach, he gets Nisa. The guy who's over the Shabbat Mitzvah gets Nisa. Even if he steals a Shabbat Kuta from a Yid, he gets Nisa. The Kasha is that a guy doesn't have Kinyan Mashiach. According to many Mishayim. The whole Kinyan Mashiach, according to Taisus, a guy doesn't have Kinyan Mashiach. He's not kind of by a guy. So how is he Chayav al Taganis? How is he kind of Taganis? So again, like the Re, very good. So according to the Re, Kinyan Ganeva, I have nothing to do with Kinyan Mekachomek. The Taka could be Al Mekachomek, a guy doesn't have Kinyan Mashiach. But on Gezela, he does. Right to read again. Right to Ritzba, it's Shrev. Right to Ritzba, it's Shrev. So again, we have several Chalim's decide. That even like the Ritzba, all you need is the Maisa Kenyan. You don't need the Chalais Kenyan. You need to do the Maisa Kenyan. So, guy, it's not Chal. But it still is what the Torah calls a Maisa Kinyan. And therefore, it's not a Kinyan. We've spoken about Kinyan Gezeila till now. And we understand now, Machlokes is the Re and the Ritzba, which is, I think, a Paldik of Hiddish. The whole Shaila, that if somebody steals something, they never did a Kinyan, it's a Machlokes. The Re and the Ritzba, he's responsible. He's not responsible. Truth is, what I told you till now is 100% clear. I don't think there's any shayla. This is the way to learn the Re and the Ritzba. Machlokes lahalacha, and the Stam we pass like the Re. The Rambam is like the Re. But this, everything is clear. Now we enter into a more debatable extension of this. There's another Rebbe Chanan. This is above a Kama. Please take. There, it's not talking about a ganes. It's talking about a shayel, somebody who borrows something. Oh, we have now a new shayel. If you borrow something from someone and you didn't do kinyan, that would help. A borrowing, you're not a ganes. You're not talking now about a kinyan or ganes. You're talking now about a borrower. Here, the case you borrow a car from someone. Borrow a car, you get a key, you get it behind the wheel, you drive. We're used to assuming that as soon as you drive away, now you're a shayel. A shayel, a borrower, is very chamor. A shayel is chayiv in everything, except for Mesa Machas Malacha. And a shayel is chayiv in Oinsim also. So we're accustomed to thinking that if I borrow a car, and whatever happens to it, I'm responsible. Dr. Abel Chanan, that's a question. This should be totally in the Machlokes the Re and the Ritzba. Because Kinyane Geneva, we learn out of Kinyane Shayel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, how do you know, it says, how do you know a Ganev is Chayav Einsin? Because a Ganev should be no different than, no worse than a, no better than a Shayel. And if a Shayel is Chayav Einsin, then a Ganev is Chayav Einsin. So Bechara now takes a very big step. He says that whatever are the rules of Kinyanin for a Ganev, are the rules for a shayel also. So now, what? He says it's totally in the Re and the Ritzba. Well, he's saying it. If I borrow your car, if I pull into my driveway, I was kind of with Mashiach to my Rishus. So say I didn't pull into it. I borrow your car and I drive it 200 miles, right? I go all the way to Niagara Falls with your car. I never did a kinyan. Which kinyan did I do on your car? Right, a car you can't pick up. See, most things you borrow, you kind of what I borrow. You borrow a pen, you borrow a pot, you borrow a radio, you kind of what I borrow. A car is like an animal. It's something that you don't pick up. All you do is mashiach. When you push it, it doesn't matter if you push it with your arms or if you push it with the gear pedal, that's Mashiach. So what did you do? A Mashiach of Rishas HaRabbi. You drove the car in the Rishas HaRabbi, the street, on the highway. You go into a parking lot, if it's not your parking lot, of course not a Mashiach of Yerushim. What? Misimta, see there. So you may be right, 1 second. So let's say you drive it into the street itself, the highway. So now, and there's an accident. And there's an accident. So we come out. If you're a Peshaya, you're a Mazik. There's no Shai. If you drove it into a wall, so you're a Mazik, you're Chai. What happened if somebody else was his fault? Every friend of mine that ever got into an accident was always the other guy's fault. The other guy was speeding, the other guy said, stop, right? Almost always. Right? So it's the other guy's fault. So the other guy's fault. Oh no, he had a big enough community to be into its spot. No? According to the Yachayat. According to the Rispa, you're Potter. According to the Rispa, you're Potter. Why? Because you were never kainet. Never had a kinyan. If you never had a kinyan, then you don't have a din shayel. You don't have a din shayel without kinyan. It's a responsibility. You have a right to use it. You have a right to use it. But you're not responsible for it. You're kind of the keys. Maybe you have to replace the keys. But you're kind of the car. I don't think so. You have to find him a car that works with her kidney. If there's a source for that, maybe. You see, the truth is that in Mecca Chomemka there's a Kenyan called Kenyan Sumta, which is what businessmen consider a Kenyan. Handshake, certain things are Kenyan. Maybe the car is giving keys, I don't know if there's such a thing. But by borrowing, I don't know that that's a Kenyan Sumta. I don't know that's a Kenyan. What? Well, it's the other way. I have to give it to you in order for me to be kind of a car. You give me the key. So this lechayra now will be told in the machlokes. The machlokes says it that this is sorry. Machlokes to be in the mitzvah. So now we have a gavaldig akula. If we have to see if any place can pass like the mitzvah, we'll have a gavaldig akula in Hilchos Shomrim. And the akula will be that. Shomrim, according to the Ritzvah, that you can actually borrow something and not be responsible for it. It's great. That's a great way out. Now, I should say, as you mentioned, that it could be once you park the car in a parking spot, an illegal parking spot, that'll be kind of see the Rishus Arab. Because we said the part of the Rishus Arab where you're about to put things, to say you have a Kenyan dollar on. So taka is mustaber that you park in a spot which is legal, which is not somebody else's property. If you pull into a shopping mall, it may not work. The shopping mall is private property. Most of the level is a shopping mall. So if you're inside the street, you park in a parking spot, they too would be to park in an illegal parking spot. So you don't have a Kenyan dollar on it. It's the only way you're allowed to put things. Especially if the other guy gets the ticket. The guy on the ticket. But the point is that this is a chiddush pella. It's a tremendous chiddush, this Ritzvah. Yeah, so Rabbi Chanan, that's why I'm telling you this is Rabbi Chanan's chiddush. We have to look and show the Gemara and just allow us. Gemara in Sanhedrin. Taisus there, if you look, he brings a Taisus. Taisus in Bava Kama is misupik whether that itself is enough to be Mechayim. But that's totally in whether the Kenyan helps in the Rishus Arab. Obviously, according to Ravina, if the Kenyan helps Rishus Arab, which is Agamara, so that Gemara will be, by Ravina, it'll work. Right? The So I took out a Shulchan Aruch last night and I started looking for this. You know, it's a little hard. Usually you have a Gemara, you look at the Maram HaKaimis on the side, and that's like it's Rishayman. If a Shayman, any Shayman, needs to do a Kinyan to be Chayyid in Kinyan Shmira. It's Shin Zayin Beis and Great Tzadik Avotei. Both places, one place was Tzadik Shayyid, one place was Tzadik Shayyid. But the Shach and Gros say we pass, and you need a Kinyan. You do need a Kinyan in order to be Chayyid on Shmira, which means that let's say you're playing the gym. If someone tells you, watch my, basically on the side, just watch it for me. You just speak and watch it for me. You don't make any Kenyan. You're just standing there watching it. And something happens to it, you fuck it. But that's halacha. That's Rei Tzadik Aleph. Says, hey, if you don't do a Kenyan on the things that you're chayav b'shmira, you're potter. It says that Yeshayimim Yechayim and Yeshayimim Yepater, and the Shach and Gros say we pass in like the Rambam, which is that Yechayim. So that, which is that Yepater, I mean. With that opinion, Yepater. So now that's Allah Chapsuk and Shulchan Aruch. That with that opinion, Yepater. Now, next question. If I take your car and I pull it into the Shasarabim, is that a case? Do we pass in like Ravina in this Nida? So this I didn't see in Shulchan Aruch, but I found in the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Tzadik Aleph, I think it was the cut Yud Dalit. Itaka brings a Machlokes Rishayim. If you borrow a behemoth or a car from someone, you might shuchu shusarabim. If you chayev or puter, what? Out of the 2 days is not kind. Because the other person talks to their sister, they're just a rat. Your sister, they're just a rat. The one that you're there for. So the other Archa Shulchan, though, my disappointment, passes that Yechayim. It's Tzad, he says, Nira, that right, we shine him hold, that if you do a Mashiach, it's just a rabbin, that you are Chayim, the Shaymin, which is, like the Reed, read Shana Ravina, that even though from the Chiro he's talking to Mishifa Shrab is not Kaina, the Geneva is Kaina. And then, Rabbi Chana, the Archa Shulchan says that the Shmira is also Kaina. So what that means is that we pass in like the Reed, which is that in order to be Chayiv of Geneva, or to be Chayiv of Shmira, all you need is to take it out of the other person's Rishos, even if you are never matched it into your Rishos. When you took it out of the other person's shirt, you have kiyuv is the kinyane shia. So this is the shakla v'tarya. I found in the Pesachish, and he brings the two tshuvas on Shaivas that were negaya to this type of inyan. It seems lahalacha you pass to like the chiddush of Ravina. But only like the Reed, only for Kinyane Geneva, and like Rav Chana, and also for Kinyane Shmira or Shmila, that a person is chayav in such a thing. But this is just Machlokes, the Reed and the Tzfar, which is very interesting. As an aside, I once mentioned something, I don't remember what the Musa was. I remember the Musa, I once gave a Shira, and I mentioned the Maisa that happened to me. I was talking here about people getting upset over things easily. I mentioned that I was once on King's Highway, I was in the car with my son, and King's Highway is hard to find parking, it was quite busy. We were at a red light. I was the second car by the red light, and there was a parking place on the corner. The corner spot was empty. I couldn't pull in because the car was in front of me, but I figured since the light turned green, he'll pull off and I'll pull in. In the meantime, the car behind me, the lady gets out, her husband was driving, right? She gets out, she runs over to her parking place and she stands there. She stands in the parking place, you know, so that her husband should be able to park there. So he stood there, I said, I was flabbergasted, you know, I never saw anything like this, you know, I don't know, maybe even had my blinker on that I wanted to park there. So, you know, he made some kind of joke and we just drove away, although, you know, yeah, it felt like running her over, you know, like, Chayra, she's right. See, they were just a rabbin, whoever's there first, it's kind of, no? Or Dalai Lama, no? Huh? Does the government have a law that you know to stand there and take them? I don't know what the law is. I doubt whether there's a specific law about standing there and taking parking places. They don't do it. They could do it. If you want to park, you want to park. And next to her, you mean? I stood here first. So she didn't sit to that. Not her? She didn't sit down. Whoever did first. She didn't tell me. If I was within the dollar amount.
They said, how's
up on
the party?
You know,
stop the car.
Yeah, I had a right to just stop the car, and then Marcus couldn't get anyway. Honey, I'm out of the Carrara. Yeah, we passed in Honey, I'm out of the Carrara. It's Mutter by Messiah, and also by Messiah. And Messiah is Mutter. We talked about the Messiah. It's hard to get. It may be, it's true. It's a sure. Someone sees that you see someone race, maybe you're trying to get a parking place. You get it. You like to take a first. So, you know, you're not going to have that test with a rider. Right. Right to go there. She won't put a quarter in the meter. No, the lawyers are allowed to be there without putting a quarter in the meter. No, the law in New York City, it's not against either the Marcusa to park by a meter and not put a quarter in. Not a crime. You get a ticket. It doesn't go to criminal court. It's a traffic violation. Not a crime to park by a meter without putting a quarter in. This is a ruling thing. If you're allowed to park, then pay a ticket. No, he has the right to be there whether it's a spy or not a spy. Okay, we've come sort of to the end of the trivia. The truth is, Kavli the Rabbi Engineer continues on Lamed Beis. The thing is that I would like to cut by Ryan a little bit of Chazara, simply because once it gets into June, Chazara is not going to work. The air of the atmosphere doesn't contribute to... You know, it's three black, and I don't like extended Chazaras, but I'd like... Now, like I always tell you, Chazar is a time where, you know, Tzadik and Yelchubai, you're placing your Kashubai. Chazar, for those who take it seriously, is a very important thing. For those who goof off, so they goof off, you know. Gemara says if Yechidah wasn't sure, if he was giving a share on stealing, he had a great way to steal. He wasn't sure if he described how a Ghana could do it. Because, you know, people hear it, they'll go do it. Then he was still thinking, he came to the post, he says, the deacon yells for bar, place your cursed bar. You know, you teach it. Whoever wants to take advantage, take advantage of it. Chazara is very important. We learn three blacks. Rather, the comrades of Rabbi Nathan, especially the Rabbi, which we spent quite a bit of time on, will come up again on a day. I'd like you to do a Chazara. I always like the Chazara to include a Thursday, Friday, simply because it cuts around some extra time. So I'd like you to do a Chazara as quickly as we can. For 2-3 days, and then yet before Shavuot, we're not going to go for Shavuot. Tomorrow it's Wednesday, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday should be fine. Maybe Sunday to do Chazara, and then we'll start the next sugya. I just say again, I beg you, take the time to do the Chazara properly. Spend a certain amount of effort on it. If you chazu, you'll have something from it. If you don't chazu, you won't have anything. You'll be lost very quickly. Please spend the time being chazing properly. So the next couple of days will...